After a Siberian heatwave, anthrax hit the Yamal Peninsula in early August. The bacterial disease has claimed the life of a child and thousands of reindeer. Permafrost expert Vladimir Romanovsky of the University of Alaska Fairbanks says melting permafrost and erosion may have worked together to spread anthrax into the water supply.
Thawing of permafrost can release microorganisms first into the active layer, then into water and air, which were sequestered there for many, many years, tens of years, and even thousands and tens of thousands of years.
Romanovsky says scientists have talked about the possibility of epidemics caused by thawing permafrost. But until now, it's only been a theory. If the Siberian anthrax outbreak is traced back to spores in the permafrost, it would be a troubling development.
This release of this dangerous microorganism could actually be spread very easily from the north, because we have lots of birds who are migrating all kind of places in the world. So this problem could be not just local problem, it could be global problem.
Romanovsky says more research is needed to tie this anthrax outbreak to warming permafrost. Dr. David Morins is an infectious disease specialist with the National Institutes of Health. He's not worried about anthrax or any other disease surfacing from the ground. He says anthrax is hardy, and it's virtually everywhere.
Anthrax is sitting in the grass and farms in Texas, and it's in Asia, it's in Africa, it's everywhere. And so the fact that some might be in the permafrost doesn't really add to whatever the risk is.
Although anthrax is widespread, the chance of getting sick from it is really small, and the likelihood of contracting anthrax from spores exhumed from the permafrost, even tinier. Morins has studied the 1918 Spanish influenza pandemic that decimated rural villages in Alaska. Brevik Mission was hit especially hard. Spanish flu killed 90% of the village over the course of 6 days. The remains of the victims were buried together. A team of researchers has used samples from that mass grave to reconstruct the genetic code of the virus. But Morin says Alaskans shouldn't be afraid of getting sick as the ground in Brevik Mission thaws. He says unlike anthrax, Spanish flu is very fragile.
What came out of the so-called permafrost was just broken pieces of RNA, nucleic acid. There was nothing infectious. A ton of it swallowed would have been harmless.
Freezing and thawing breaks up viruses like Spanish flu, killing them.
So if we're talking about viruses and deadly things, I would say that for all intents and purposes, whatever might be there in the permafrost is not going to be contagious.
Morins doesn't fear viruses or bacteria emerging from their cryogenic slumber, but he is concerned about the threat of new diseases.
All these emerging viruses that keep coming on, Zika and chikungunya and SARS and all that, it's not that they're being created. It's not that they're being dug up from the permafrost. It's that they're already there. And we human beings do things that kind of invite them to come in and infect us and cause epidemics.
Officials in Russia are trying to stop the anthrax outbreak from spreading further. They are incinerating all infected reindeer carcasses and have banned hunting in the region. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.